the theater that you're looking at right now took about 20 years to come to life.
Joan Harris is an arts advocate, philanthropist, chairman of the board, and co-founder of the Harris Theater for Music and Dance.
Many years ago, it became very clear that there was a group of performing companies in Chicago, not the big companies, but the smaller and mid-sized companies, that were forced to go from theater to theater to perform in less than wonderful spaces. A small group of us thought it would be very important to see if we couldn't find a way to give a home to the mid-sized performing companies. Included among them are the Chicago Opera Theater, the Hubbard Street Dance Company, Music of the Baroque, Mexican Fine Arts Museum, the Old Town School of Folk Music, Muntu Drumming and Dancing Companies. Those are some of our important users.
If you look inside, what you are really seeing is the lobby. The theater itself is entirely underground, a full 30 feet below Lake Michigan's waterline. The theater was built below ground to preserve views in the park. You may have noticed that the back of the Harris Theater adjoins the J. Pritzker Pavilion. This was no accident. The theaters were designed by Chicago architectural firm Hammond B.B. Rupert Ainge, Inc. to share facilities, including backstage support space. Notice the large black and gold artwork just behind the glass wall at the entrance. Artist Louise Nevelson designed this work as a backdrop for a 1984 production of Gluck's Orfeo in St. Louis. When the production ended, Joan and Irving Harris saved the mural from destruction, and it was later used for a Chicago Opera Company production of the same opera. And when architect Thomas Beebe was looking for a centerpiece for the theater lobby, the Harrises suggested Nevelson's backdrop.
It's about music, it's about art, and it just couldn't be a better place for it. This theater has been a dream of mine, and my interest in music and in dance just has kept me going.
The theater is more intimate than the J. Pritzker Pavilion, with seating for 1,500 people. This is in keeping with the size and character of the groups who perform here year-round.